It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio with the rain-driven storm going on out our studio window here. Of course, we're in a thunderstorm warning till 11:30 this morning. We've got Dwayne Hastad on the phone with me, and we're doing the phone from where, Dwayne? We're doing the show from where?
Sioux Falls Airport.
All right.
Down here picking up a cousin. We have an aunt that passed away, Arlene Shea, and so I said I'd pick up Brad Hastad from the Sioux Falls Airport. He just landed, so
okay.
I'm in bright sunshine down here in Sioux Falls.
Wow,
it is nice and green here. A lot of nice plants at the airport, and I hear we're getting a lot of rain back in Madison Dawson.
Yep, we are. It is just dumping it. It's wind driven right now, and yeah, it's going to last for a while. I think we might get a couple inches out of this one, Dwayne.
Well, you know, when it starts raining, it doesn't quit.
That's right.
We've had some rain the last couple weeks, so things are turning green, which is great. Our lawns are kind of reviving, and that's really good for the plants to get some moisture. So I hope the wind doesn't hurt a lot of stuff, and we'll have to see what happens after the storm today.
Okay. Well, what's our plant of the week?
I put the plant of the week, and you posted this online. People can look at it. Is our lawn, okay? Your lawn. With this drought that we've had, a lot of lawns have gone dormant. That means if they don't get enough moisture, they can go dormant. They don't die. They just turn brown. We have what is called cool season grasses, which is like bluegrass, ryegrass, and fescue grass. And their tendency, especially the bluegrass, is to go dormant. But if they stay dormant longer than 8 weeks, it dies, and there's a lot of patches in your lawn that have died, and so maybe after this rain, it wouldn't be a bad idea to dethatch your lawn and add some grass seed and fertilizer.
Well, you can do that already, then.
Well, yep. Okay. You know my famous saying, Paul, before you go to the state fair, which starts today,
yep,
you should work on your lawn. So if you have a lot of weeds, you should spray your weeds out with, like, Trimec, get those dandelions, broadleaf weeds out, since our lawns are recovering. And then I would probably dethatch it or rake some of that brown stuff out of there, brown grass, brown thatch, and then add a mixture of quality grass seed, which has a bluegrass, ryegrass, fescue mixture, and then put some phosphorus fertilizer, like a 10-10-10 type fertilizer on there. And definitely need to have some fertilizer, because you need all these stressed plants, stressed grass, need something to rejuvenate from.
Okay. Yeah, and our horticultural concern was just that. Then,
horticulture concern is that, too, is the lawn. I actually took the picture, if you see it online.
Yep.
Is the left side is the lawn that hasn't been treated properly, is died. The other one, the right side one, has had some moisture, has been sprayed, and also has fertilizer, so it's a lot greener. So you take care of your lawn, you don't have to go and renovate it as much as you'll have to do it this fall.
Okay. Yeah, open up our phone lines for any lawn or garden question for Dwayne. Give us a call here at the studio, 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 for any lawn or garden question for Dwayne. And Dwayne, we kind of talked about this maybe a month ago, but we have a question from one of our listeners here. They cut off some branches on a tree, and I see some people kind of paint the spot on the tree where it was cut. Is this recommended? Why do they do that? And what type of paint? What is that?
It's a horticultural paint. Well, you should use a horticultural paint because it inhibits that area from regrowing, and the paint seals it over. Some universities, some experts say you shouldn't do that. It'll take care of itself. I've been doing this for 47 years now, and I always say that you should spray paint those cuts over. And we call it a pruning sealer or a wound paint. And you seal that up. It's an aerosol can, or you can get a like a little paintbrush type thing. But an aerosol can is what I use. And make that fresh cut so it's nice and flat, not ragged. Mm-hmm. And then you put the sealer over that, and I let it dry, and then I put a second coat. The reason you do that, first of all, it has a growth inhibitor, so it doesn't shoot out a lot of little branches. The main reason is so it doesn't get water in there and it starts rotting, and also keeps the diseases and insects out of there. So I would definitely suggest sealing that up with a pruning sealer or wound balm, it's called.
Okay. You do that on any size of branch, or?
Well, I wouldn't do it on something like, you know, you cut off a pencil size type branch. You don't need to do that. But if you're getting to a point that, you know, it's an inch in diameter, you probably should be sealing that up.
Okay. Yeah, that was a good question.
Very good.
Yep. Okay, I sent you up.
When you're pruning, you know?
Yeah.
I've seen lately driving around and people have been pruning, like, evergreen trees up or branches off trees, and they leave a little nubbin, you know, like 2-3 inches long. In Hortic, that's called a dog leg, and you don't want to leave a dog leg because that'll start rotting and rot back into the trunk of the tree. You want to make a more smooth cut. There's a little area on the trunk of the tree that's a little bigger, and that's called a tree collar or a branch collar. You want to leave the branch collar, but don't leave a dog leg.
Okay. I got a question, Dwayne. Yesterday, yep. I was golfing yesterday, and I lost a ball in a large evergreen tree. And
yeah.
I could see the golf ball in there, so I went inside the evergreen tree there. You know, the evergreen tree on the outside looked really nice and green, but boy, you get inside there was a lot of dead branches. What was that about? It looks nice appearance on the outside, but when you got inside, there was a lot of dead branches.
The life cycle of an evergreen or a conifer, because it has cones on it, on a conifer is that it loses its old needles, okay? At this time of the year right now, it has 3-year needles on it. It has this year's new growth, last year's growth, and the year before. In the fall, starting about mid-August, starting at this time, it'll lose those 3rd-year needles on the inside of the tree. That's why there's needles under a tree. So right now, or a month from now, there'll only be 2 years of needles on all the conifers in the area. Okay, that's just the life cycle of that. That's why there's not a lot of needles on the inside of an evergreen.
Right, that's what I noticed. But I was just kind of shocked at how dead it looked inside.
Yep, so. And you know, if your needles don't look good on the outside, the last 2 years' growth, you have. Probably if you have a spruce tree, you have that needle cast, and it is really all over right now, and you should definitely be spraying those trees with a fungicide or Momentum, as I sell, and protect those trees.
Okay. All right. We have a plant out here that hangs outside the Q92 studios, and we're not sure what kind of plant it is, Dwayne, some of the leaves started to turn brown on it. Not all of them, but just a few.
It's a dragon wings begonia. Okay.
Okay.
It's been warm, and it doesn't like a lot of sun. But you know what? All plants are going to have some brown leaves. And the leaves on that one is kind of towards the bottom. So the older leaves have turned brown. And so, Paul, you should get a green thumb. And that means your fingernails a little longer. And you pinch those dead leaves off. And it'll rejuvenate new leaves. So that's nothing wrong with the plant. Just kind of going through its life cycle. And you should be, you know, cleaning up your plants every once in a while to keep those brown leaves off.
Okay. All right.
And when's the last time you fertilized it?
Probably never.
There's the problem. It needs something to, you know, if lack of a better word, eat. It needs to get some minerals in there. So okay. A little fertilizer. And if you have hanging baskets, you probably should be fertilizing them every 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
So you're behind times there, Paul.
A little bit.
Fertilizer.
How's your garden growing, Dwayne? How's
it going? Is unbelievable. I can't believe it. That little rain perked everything up. I think the vine dropped. They got to be about 5 feet in the air.
Wow.
They look really good. My tomatoes, I have tons and tons of tomatoes. Been eating a lot of those little sun sugar tomatoes. Peppers, carrots, squash, pumpkins, gourds. Everything's going like crazy.
Yep. All right.
I think it's excellent. You've been a good year for gardens if you watered it a little bit.
You know, I've been telling you the last couple of weeks that my tomatoes seemed not to be turning red as fast as we thought they would. And then this week they finally did.
Well, then you got some good BLTs.
Yep, I've had a couple of them. That's my favorite thing in the summer, BLTs and sweet corn.
Exactly. It's great. You know what I did?
What?
I bought a thin crust pizza, real thin crust pizza. I went out to my garden, and I pulled up onion, and I pulled up, I got a tomato and a green pepper, chopped it all up, and put it on top of my pizza. So I had a garden pizza a couple nights ago.
Awesome.
It was really good. Yeah, it was
good.
Awesome.
All right, what's happening to Heather? We got about a minute here.
Our garden mums came in. So a lot of people that decorate with mums on their front steps or, you know, their doorways or in their gardens. We got a large selection of garden mums. We have like three different sizes. We also got some, you know, fall decorating type stuff like crotons and grasses and asters and a lot of that. And we got planters made up. Or if you want to bring in your summer planters that don't look so good anymore, we can plant them up for you. But fall is definitely in the air with doing your lawns or pruning your bushes and also with decorating. So fall mums are a big thing at Heather Nursery and Floral and Madison Dawson. I'm on a video right now.
All right, real good, Dwayne. Well, thanks a lot for doing the garden show from the Sioux Falls Airport this morning.
You bet. I enjoy doing that with Paul, and I think it's going to rain here pretty quick.
Yeah, it looks like it on the radar. So, all right, thanks, Dwayne.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Bye.
Dwayne Hasted from Heather Floral and Greenhouse, and that's another garden show here on Q92. KLQP, Madison Dawson News and Weather up next, brought to you by your good friends at Heartland Eye Care.